And now, an unfortunate update on a story we've been following for 2 years, and that's the decline of North Atlantic right whales. There are just over 400 individuals remaining, and there were 6 deaths in the month of June. That's over 1% of the entire remaining population. And it's reminiscent of the summer of 2017, when 18 whales died. Many of them were hit by ships or got tangled in fishing gear, and the majority of those deaths happened in the same area near the Gulf of St. Lawrence, where the whales are now. Peter Corcoran leads the Large Whale Research Program at NOAA's Northeast Fisheries Science Center, and he joins me now. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Heather. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the whales that we know have died. I mean, these whales have names. We know their ages. We know their life stories.
Yeah. Thanks to the catalog that the New England Aquarium in particular keeps, we have a unfortunately detailed knowledge of these particular animals. So the first one who died was Wolverine, so named because he's got sort of three slashes on his back that looks like Wolverine's trademark.
But of course came from a ship, not from a Wolverine.
Yeah, I don't think there are that many Marvel superheroes out in the ocean. and he was about 9 when he died, so he was a young male about to reach maturity. Then there was Punctuation, who died, and she's just been necropsied. And she's a really sad story because she was a 40-plus-year-old adult female who'd had at least 8 calves. We know she was a grandma.
And that's really important when you've got a declining population.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and she was one of the good reproducers of North Atlantic right whales. And she was hit by a vessel and killed her, looks like, almost instantly.
Hmm.
And those couple of whales, when they were found dead, they were very fresh. And then there's been an 11-year-old female, and there was another adult male that died as well. And I don't know about the fifth animal. I don't think that they've worked out who that is yet because it's very recent.
I mean, the one death in early June, I called you. I said, okay, are we looking at a repeat of 2017? And you said, you know, it's one animal. It's unfortunate, but it's too early to panic. It's a month later, and we're now at 5 deaths. Is it time to panic now? Is this a repeat of 2017?
Well, panicking seems appropriate, yes. In terms of a repeat, you know, whether the reasons these whales are dying are the same as last time is unclear. I mean, one of the things that came out very recently is a paper from folks from the National Fund for Animal Welfare and a bunch of other folks who showed that when they looked at, you know, 15 years of necropsies of whales, that apart from brand newborn babies, every single animal that was North Atlantic right whale that was found dead that we knew why it died, died because people killed it. So, you know, these animals, a reasonable assumption is they're dying because people are killing them. So the good thing is it means that we can solve that. We just have to stop killing them.
So one of the concerns is that these whales are up near the Gulf of St. Lawrence in a similar area to where they were in 2017 when there were so many deaths related to ship strikes and entanglement in fishing gear. But then last year, they were also up near the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and we saw no fatalities. Do we know what the difference is and why we might be seeing, you know, a really bad year, a fine year, now perhaps a really bad year again?
Well, some of the differences are kind of subtle from a whale's point of view, but a lot less subtle from a human point of view. So last year, well, the Canadians instituted a lot of fairly stringent restrictions on what people could do, and they blocked off areas to protect whales. And the whales were kind of distributed in a north-south line running down, and the very northernmost whales were up near the sort of shipping channels that go into the big cities in Canada. And this year so far, I mean, it's still early days for the data, but this year so far, the distribution of whales has been more kind of east-west and closer to the shipping lanes. So, you know, maybe that's had an effect. And you know, from a whale's point of view, it's all the same place. It's like going to one coffee shop rather than another. But, you know, for how we manage killing them, it becomes really important.
Yeah, I mean, that subtle difference of a few of the whales are close to the shipping channel as opposed to all of the whales are lining the side of the shipping channel is a huge difference.
Yeah.
We have a system here near Boston where the shipping channel is actually lined with listening buoys that literally keeps an ear out for right whales and alerts vessels. Is there any sort of system like that in place in these Canadian waters?
So there's a couple of things going on. One is there's a fairly substantial aerial survey effort going on to assess where whales are. And as well, there's work that's collaborative work between folks, Mark Baumgartner from Woods Hole Oceanographic and Chris Taggart's lab at Dalhousie University and Kim Davies, who's at another university in Canada now. And they have a couple of Slocum gliders out that are detecting whales, but they're a bit further south of where the main concentrations are that we've seen from the aerial surveys so far.
This seems to be a really hard problem to actually even get our heads around what scale we need to be regulating at, how we need to be responding to this.
Absolutely. And the problem's confounded by the fact that there's just so few of these whales. You know, we can't afford to lose five.
I mean, that's, yeah, over 1% of the population in a matter of a month.
Yeah.
What does that turn into long term?
Well, I mean, particularly losing an adult female and a female who is about to reach adulthood is a huge problem because, you know, they're not going to have any more babies. And, you know, if babies aren't born, then the rest of the species are just dead whales swimming.
Hmm. Peter Corcoran leads the Large Whale Research Program at NOAA's Northeast Fisheries Science Center, giving us an update on North Atlantic right whales who are currently largely in Canadian waters, and we've seen a major uptick in deaths in the past month. Peter, thanks.
Thank you so much, Heather.